Good morning and welcome to the Coffee Break. Hi, this is Doug Johnson. Hope you've had a wonderful day. Hope you have your nice, warm, or in some cases, cold cup of coffee right next to you as we break open God's Word this morning. Now, I have been spinning my wheels in the book of Acts because I love the book of Acts. It's just so rich and full of information for us to be able to live by every day. And today, we are going to pick up in Acts chapter 4. I want to talk about chapter 4 for a second, but we'll read out of chapter 5. Chapter 4, starting with verse 32. Now, we see in chapter 4, verse 32 and beyond, that the church was in full operation. This is the New Testament church. This is the creation of the new church here. And they are doing things together as a unit, as one organism. They're selling the things that they have, their provisions. Their possessions, let's put it that way, and they're accumulating all that money together. They're giving to people who have nothing, and they are providing resources for the apostles, and they're also performing works of ministry themselves. Okay, so we have this huge thing going, and everybody is excited. And then we'll pick up in chapter 5, verse 1, with a couple here that may not have done things with the right motive. All right, chapter 5 of Acts, starting with verse 1. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge, he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came upon all who heard it. The young men rose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. Okay, now we deal with his wife. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, and Peter said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are now at the door, and they will carry you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard these things. So what's happening here? Just because they sold the land and didn't give all of it, then that was a problem? No, in reality, they wanted other people to believe that they gave all of it. So something is happening here in the hearts of the individuals. They're deceiving the church based on their desires. We want to look better than we actually are. You know, we say one thing and we do something else. What do we call that? We call that hypocrisy. Do we do that? Do we say one thing and do something else? Act one way one day and another the next? Something to think about, and think about how important that is in the reality of spiritual things. Hope you have a great day. Think on these things, and we'll talk to you again soon.